Very sorry I'm late. There's a lot going on. I was just making sure that I got the facts straight for what I'm about to tell you today. Very sorry I'm late. Doesn't happen all the time. Let me know if you can hear my mic, if you guys can hear my mic correctly. I messed around with it a little bit. Hopefully it sounds good. Give me a thumbs up if I sound good or if I'm echoing too much. There's a lot of work I need to do to this studio, obviously. Chaos is erupting. It's getting crazy. Politician versus politician. Celebrities are picking their lanes right now. They're trying to recruit other celebrities. They're going to be activating people like, you know, Taylor Swift. De Niro's pissed off. Old Hollywood has decided to back Biden. So they're getting behind Biden, and this is starting to erupt. Resistance coalitions are beginning right now in case of a Trump win so that they can stop him. What's going on? Can you guys hear me? So they can stop him at every move. So just like I said, if he gets in conventionally, they're already putting up ways to roadblock him and stop him. Okay, so good morning, guys. Can you guys hear me? Good, good, good. All right, so it's beginning. So chaos is erupting within the politicians. Old Hollywood mainly right now is banding together to stop a Trump win. And if he wins, they need coalitions, which they're beginning to create right now. They're actually campaigning with Biden to stop Mr. T. And I mean, I'm talking, they're going all in. So folks, you could Venmo me, D-Rod 1977, D-Rod 1977. I appreciate you if you appreciate me, folks. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. That's all I ask for. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, you know I'm dealing a lot with her right now. It's heartbreaking. It's very hard for me. Please leave an honest review for my mom. Obviously this is definitely the last book she'll ever write. Her dementia has gotten really bad. So I appreciate any review on this book. Thank you. Folks, get your healthy fat, It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not in the carbs or fat or even a probiotic rich foods. No, the end game of having a healthy weight as well as more energy and a long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this the caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands of people dramatically improve their health even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gunner has lost about 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, and his health is fantastic. He feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. It's pretty incredible. His video has been seen by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn more about it at thehealthyfat.com/Nino. It's linked at the bottom of this video, so click on it. Get started. Like I say, folks, I use everything I push here. I'm going to set the ghetto timer. My little ghetto kitchen timer to, let's say, 30 minutes. All right. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. X, Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Get one of my gangster edition shirts here. I got the PatriotWear hat and the Abe Lincoln homie. Homie don't smoke that, G. Right here. So I got the Abe Lincoln OG. I got the Trump edition, Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, Kennedy. They're all there. The OG edition. So go check out PatriotWear.com right now and get it. Ninos Corner.tv. It's about to be insane. I got Wano Saban coming back on, the Ghost. Dylan Monroe's out there right now. SG Anon is going to come on in War Game. We got a lot of important stuff to be talking about with what's coming. Folks, I'm telling you, this is getting so red hot, you have no idea. Dustin Nemos is up right now, the Black Pill Edition. A lot of you don't like Dustin. I understand that. I still have to bring everyone on my platform that I feel you can create your own opinion from, formulate a better opinion, because in my opinion, it helps. We have to have a broad spectrum of everything. Eat the meat, throw away the bones. That's all I'm asking. Mike Gill is the general in the general's tent. That's going to be June 27th, this month, 5 p.m. Sign up for the general's tent. Folks, if you get up and if you get on ninoscorner.tv today, sign up. You'll be grandfathered in for the rate, and I'll never boost up the price on you. So just let you know that. What do you guys think of London Roberts, Hunter's baby mama? So I took that interview. A lot of people said, no, don't do it. Don't take that interview. Don't you dare touch that. Why? Everyone needs to be heard. Everyone knows my position. I know I'm a Trump supporter 100%. So what does it matter if I'm interviewing his baby mama? It doesn't matter to me. It shouldn't matter to you. Let's get the inside scoop on everything, on everyone. That's why I did it. So I put that up on YouTube. I think just because, you know, I felt that there was nothing like red hot on it. You know, I tried to keep it somewhat PG-13. Oh, folks, I got to say, and I'm not mincing words here, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. There's a storm over the Capitol right now, lightning going everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, I feel it's here. They are. Oh, Mike King. Not that guy. Not the other guy. Did I say the other guy? Oh, boy. Well, you know. That's funny. No, Mike King, folks. Mike King is coming on. So Mike King is the general. And you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah, brother. All right. So we all know we're here, man. This is it. This is like the main event. Like we've been watching the preliminary fights, waiting for the big fight. We all have. We're like, we know it's coming. We know it's going to be an exciting fight. Muhammad Ali versus Smoking Joe Frazier. The debates will be just the beginning. I think the debates are going to be absolutely hostile and chaotic. I think it's going to be a shit show. I think the debates are going to be so bad. I don't think they're going to be clean. I don't think they're going to be. I think they're going to be cutting to. I think they're going to be. Everyone's going to be very upset with them. I don't think they're going to be underwhelming. I think they're both going to be trying to state their case. The mics are going to be getting cut off. I think they're going to be going to commercial breaks all the time. I think it's going to be a shit show. That's my opinion. I think it's going to be a hostile debate. And I'll be very surprised which Joe Biden is there. It's going to be interesting. He's going to be allowed to sit down the entire time. Did you guys hear about this? Now, is Robert Kennedy going to be there? I don't think it matters. I'm going to say that. I don't think it matters. I'd like him to be there just because, you know, the country should have all their options, all their choices on stage. But I don't see much. I don't see him making much of a dent, in my opinion. But we shall see. So So they're actually having to campaign this time, folks. They're actually having to campaign and have fundraisers. And they're going to where? They're going to Hollywood. Biden and Obama are going to Hollywood to ask for money. Why? Well, what do you think, folks? De Niro, all of them are there. It's mainly old Hollywood money. So they actually must leave the basement. They must get out on the streets, open their coffin, walk up the stairs into the sunlight and campaign. And as last time in 2020, they were so calm and confident before, this time they're panicked. President Biden and Obama are busy rallying the likes of old Hollywood to rip into Donald Trump in expensive fundraisers as other Democrats and rhinos desperately create coalitions. They're creating, yes, you're hearing this right, coalitions for an emergency response, okay? An emergency response in case of a Trump win. In other words, setting up ways to stop him using lawfare at every move he makes. What have I always said? I said there's no possible way this guy gets in conventionally. If he does, if everything is in, is unicorns and rainbows and fantastical fuckland and unicorns fart glitter, and he gets in the proper way, he won't be able to do anything. I'm telling you that right now. He'll be stopped, 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 stopped. It'll be a waste of a presidency, in my opinion. So that is why you need to be on board with me when I say, when you fumigate for termites, you got to put the tent all around the house and kill every last termite in that building. And there's only one way to do that. You got to come in unconventionally. It has to be an unconventional process. Do I make sense here? So let me ask my audience this. Does it really make sense to you if he wins conventionally and he'll be stopped at every move? Do you really think that's the route we're going here? I want to know your opinion on this because it doesn't seem that way to me. I think there's something tells me, in my opinion, this happens in another means. Now, I think the shit show is starting now. I've always said I'm going to start hunkering down after July. I've always said that. I've said July, August is, for me, going to get red hot. I mean, so when is the when's the first debate? Is the first debate this month? Please tell me it's not the 27th. Is it the 27th, the first debate with Biden and Trump, is it the 27th? Will someone please chime in here and let me know? Is it the 27th? July 11th. No, that's a sentencing, isn't it? Yes, in 10 days of 27th. So I may need to switch the general's tent. What time is it on the 27th? I may have to do it a day earlier or the day after. Maybe we'll do it a day after so we can have a good talk about the debate. So maybe the general's tent will be the 28th. And I know you guys love the general's tent. It's going to be fire this time with Mike King. Boy, does that guy do a lot of research on what's really going on here. And he's going to be the general in the general's tent on ninoscorner.tv. Get your asses over there and sign up. I'm telling you right now, you're going to need it. You're going to need it. So, oh, and by the way, Generation Z, how many times have I said on my program, off to the military you go? Well, if you don't register for the draft, it is a $250,000 fine and or 5 years in jail. How you like them? How you like den apples? This is the first time I really appreciate being old. I'm like, all right, cool, later. They're going to put their bootstraps on and get to work. CNN announces additional details on June debate, including muted mics and podium position. So what does that be? Podium position. So Washington, CNN announced additional details on the June 27th debate. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump setting the stage for what is expected to be a tumultuous standoff between the two frontrunners ahead of the general election. I'd say just let them fight it out. I mean, they're not going to, you know, they're going to put on some boxing gloves. Let's put it in a ring and let them fight it out. We both know who will win that one. The 90-minute debate. Woo, that's going to be tough for Biden, huh? 90 minutes? Woo, that's a long time. 90-minute debate held in Atlanta, Georgia, will be moderated by CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Dana Bash? Both campaigns have already accepted the invitation to the debate and agreed to the rules set forth in the debate. So Trump is just saying, man, I'll take it. I'll do it. I'll do it. He's so confident. He's like, I'm in. Let's go. Let's do this. He wants to get Biden drug tested before and after the debates. I wonder why. So there will be two commercial breaks, but campaign staff can't interact with the candidates during that time. The debate won't feature a live studio audience. It will not have a live studio audience. As have other general election debates in the past. And candidates' podium positions will be determined by a coin flip. A coin flip, like it's a fucking Super Bowl. It's bigger than that. According to a CNN press release. And more notably, microphones will be muted throughout the debate, except when it's a candidate's turn to speak, according to CNN. So you're not going to be able to interject or say anything, basically. So if Biden is saying something or Trump is saying something and they want to interject or say something, their mics are muted. That's going to take a lot of the fizzle and pop away from this debate. The candidates will be provided with a pen, pad of paper, and a water bottle, but are prohibited from bringing props or pre-written notes. Really? That's going to be interesting. See, I don't see how Biden can manage this. CNN wrote in its release that the moderators will be allowed to use all tools at their disposal to enforce timing and ensure a civilized discussion. Gotta check the ears, though. Check the ears in Biden. Make sure there ain't nothing there. You know what I'm saying. Am I right? But will Robert F. Kennedy join Trump and Biden at the debate? I don't know. Do you guys even care if Robert RFK is there? Do you care if he's there? Do you think that will make a difference? I think, to be fair, he should be. But do you just want to see Biden and Trump battle it out? Or do you want RFK there? Let me know in the No. Wow, no. Nobody wants him there, huh? Why? Why don't you want him there? I don't care, to be honest. No. No difference. Yes, you want him there. No. I think it'll kind of messy everything up. I don't think you'll be able to hear enough from Trump or enough from Biden if RFK is there, just my opinion. If they put RFK in there, it messes up the whole damn debate, in my opinion. Now, I think it's fair. It's fair that he has to be there. But me personally, I don't want him there. I don't feel like it'll do any good. Just my opinion. Now, I know a lot of people get pissed. And he has no chance. He has no chance at all anyway. So why even? I don't know. All right, I'm being a dick. You know, I'm really starting to like these cigars in the morning with my black coffee. I like to drink black coffee. I do my little fast in the morning. I'm going to go do some cardio. I think I take care of myself pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo. So will Robert F. Kennedy Jr. join the Trump and Biden debate? Well, it is not likely independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy will join the upcoming debate. To qualify for the CNN debate, a candidate must appear on a sufficient number of state ballots to reach the 270 electoral vote threshold to win the presidency and receive at least 15% in four qualifying national polls prior to eligibility deadline, according to the press release. So CNN finalizes rules for the first Biden and Trump debate. RFK Jr. could still qualify. The campaigns of President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to the rules, CNN said on Saturday, noting that it is not impossible for the independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to join the pair on stage. To qualify for the CNN showdown, a candidate must have received 50% support in four separate national polls and be on the ballot in enough states to reach 270. So there's a chance, and I think if Robert Kennedy joined the debate, I have a weird and strange feeling that it would only benefit Biden. But let me tell you, folks, the whispers behind the scenes, and I talk to a lot of people behind the scenes, a lot of people that are in the mix. There is a lot of chaos brewing right now in the Capitol. There's a lot of politicians. I know a lot of people in Hollywood. They're scared. They're frozen in time. They don't know what to do. And I got to say, they have a right to be. You got a right to be, because I don't give a shit what happens to you. You monsters. You're monsters. You're monsters, I tell you. You're monsters. Your time's coming, Opus. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. I should have interviewed London Roberts as Sancho. So tell me, what is it you liked about the hunter? You like the bad boys, pero I'm much worse than you know. Pero I am the Sancho. The Sancho. Are you sure that's not my kid? Tell Hunter hello. And my child, I said, hello. Tell Hunter and my kid hello. I was actually thinking about doing the podcast all in Sancho. But I'm like, I don't want to scare her away. She doesn't know who Sancho is. She'll probably be scared. Or she might like him. She might be like, oh, my God, this guy is just amazing. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I should have done it in Sancho. I should have done the whole friggin' interview in a Sancho voice. And I thought about it, and I got cold feet at the last second because I didn't want to, how am I going to attract other mainstream people with Sancho? It's not going to happen. I have fun on my little morning shows, but Sancho, he appears regularly on the morning show, but better, he does not appear in interviews, okay? Sometimes I give a little splash here and there, but no, you don't do it. All right, so Trump, Biden, and CNN prepare for a hostile debate, muted mics. There will be no opening statements. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will each have. So why are we even watching this? We'll have 2 minutes to answer questions, followed by 1 minute rebuttals and responses to the rebuttals. Red lights visible to the candidates will flash when they have 5 seconds left and turn solid red when time has expired. And each man's microphone will be muted when it is not his turn to speak. The candidates will get a breather during two commercial breaks, according to debate rules provided by CNN to the campaigns and reviewed by the New York Times. But they will be barred from huddling with advisors while off air. Really, I didn't even know they did that. The first presidential debate of the 2024 cycle is less than 2 weeks away, folks, and both campaigns are racing to prepare for the first showdown sponsored directly by a television network in more than a generation. The 90-minute contest in Atlanta on June 20th. Damn it, I got to move my general tent. Trump challenges Biden to a cognitive test, but confuses the name of the doctor who tested him. So they're trying to make Trump look bad here. Mr. T on Saturday night suggested President Joe Biden should have to take a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him in the next sentence. Okay, who cares? But they'll take anything. They'll take anything they can and try to magnify it so that you all and your liberal friends go, see, I told you, he's not up for the job. He may make fun of Biden, but he's just as dumb. He's losing his mind, too. He's 78 years old. He's 78 years old doing outside rallies in the heat. But they're going to make it sound like he's just as bad as Biden. We've got two old people that deserve to be in the geriatric ward competing with each other. They should be in a nursing home playing with animal balloons. So the resistance. What have I always said? He will not get in. I've said this. I've said this many times. I don't feel he'll get in conventionally. That's my opinion. And here's an example why. Here's an example why. Now, here they are now spinning the narrative. The resistance to a new Mr. T administration has already started. An emergency coalition that views Mr. T agenda as a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy. Like right now it's not. But as soon as he gets in, it's going to be a threat to democracy, is laying the groundwork to push back if he wins in November, taking extraordinary preemptive actions. Opponents of Mr. T are drafting potential lawsuits. Okay, so they're already getting ready to use lawfare. Here it is. Opponents of Mr. T are drafting potential lawsuits in case he is elected in November and carries out mass deportations. Don't worry about that. Don't you worry about that. As he's vowed, one group has hired a new auditor to withstand any attempt by a second Trump administration to unleash the Internal Revenue Service against them. Democratic-run state governments are even stockpiling abortion medicine. A sprawling network of Democratic officials, progressive activists, watchdog groups, and ex-Republicans have been taking extraordinary steps to prepare for potential second Trump presidency, drawn together by the fear that Mr. T's return to power would pose a grave threat, not just to their agenda, but to an American democracy itself. You all need to listen to some Nino, because this is happening whether you like it or not. It's a completely different direction. You're going to be blindsided on how this happens. Completely blindsided. But it's kind of funny that I read these articles and it's kind of like they're starting to get it a little bit, like, oh shit, this guy could really get in there. Oh wait, let's cause let's start coalitions. Let's start doing this. Let's create law firm. I've been saying this forever. and then the Democratic Governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, said he had secured a large enough supply of Mifepristone, I guess it's the pills, to preserve access for women in his state through his second Trump administration. The supply is locked away at a state warehouse. They have no idea. These people have zero idea what's coming. But you all do. Give me a thumbs up if you know what's coming. If you know what I... Give me a thumbs up when I talk on here. You know what's coming. You have an idea. You know where this is going. It ain't going the way they think it is. Give me a thumbs up if you know. You know where this is going. I sound like the crazy guy right now, which is good. That's fine. Let me sound crazy. I'm crazy. Crazy smart. I'm crazy. Oh, I'm crazy. I'm just too good. I just can't get on his show. I don't know. He's just a little crazy. You know, he's just a little out there. But it's all happening the way it is, the way I said. I have the right guests on. I have a slap dick on every now and then for you all, for mainstream stuff, whatever. But I have the right guests on, giving the right intel, asking the right questions for you. And if you're on ninoscorner.tv, pat yourself on the back. You're ahead of the game. You're ahead of the ball. The Wide Awake Club. I like that. That's a good one. The Wide Awake Club. I put a tweet out today, or an X post, whatever it is. today talking about this. I don't know if you guys read it. Go to Nino Boxer. Nino Boxer has a, I have the blue check mark, everybody. I'm validated. I'm verified. I'm an important person. I've been talking about this, okay? Don't put it in here. Don't put it in the... And I was saying, is it me or do you know the people that got this? Like my parents. My dad has seizures. My mom has dementia. They never listen to me. They, you know, they're older. They're elderly. And now it's that, you know, it's horrible. But have you noticed like the light dimming in these people? Have you noticed? It's almost like if someone's on an antidepressant and they're just kind of, it's almost like they're just in third gear. Like they're just kind of walking like zombified going through life. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed their empathy dwindling? Have you noticed the light dimming? They're detached. Correct. I agree with you on this. Have you noticed this about them? I don't even know if they notice, but I see it. Like they don't want to be involved in activities, not because they hate people like me, but because they just don't feel the urge to do it anymore or the satisfaction. They're not socially active anymore as much as they used to be. There's kind of like this emptiness inside them. I believe it's affecting the brain. I think something's going on here. And I don't know. Do you guys notice this? Tell me if you notice this. But yes, a disconnected, more rude and disconnected. They're more violent. I've really noticed this. Empathy is like dwindling away. The light is going dim. It's like watching the light leave. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just a theory. It's just an opinion. I have no validation. I have no proof on any of this. Actually, this whole show is my opinion. You know? Laura Trump vows to prosecute anyone who does something bad in the election. We will track you down, she says. Laura Trump, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, RNC, and former President Trump's daughter-in-law, promised Friday to prosecute anyone who does something bad during the election, threatening, we will track you down. This year, this is the year we do it, Laura Trump said. At Turning Point USA's Detroit convention, we are also sending a loud and clear message out there to anyone who thinks about, you know, we will find you, we will track you down, and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. President Biden and Obama ripped Donald Trump during a Starry LA fundraiser. So they're going to LA to the old Hollywood to recruit all the old Hollywood people because they're scared shitless. The ghetto timer just went off. Stay with me. Try Kono. This is good, folks. If you have pain, get off the opioids. If you suffer from any type of daily pain, I need you to listen to this message. Very carefully. What we know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve the pain without side effects and addiction. Let's be frank. We all have seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may have even been affected personally. That's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Canolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes like myself. It is so powerful, it has even been used exclusively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about pain. I used to beat the shit out of a lot of UFC fighters when I was boxing. Now get this. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on Earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you're in your prime in just days. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I've tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My neck, my back, my neck, and my back. All feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy or drugged up. I feel great, alert, and focused for the day ahead. And the best news is Canolidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this. Canolidine is the absolute future of pain relief. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure you click on the link below and check out Clint's amazing informative report on 100% American-made Canolidine. The innovation is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now, here's the best part, folks. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Canolidine product in the world for less than a dollar a day. Try Kono.com/Nino. It's in the link below. Get started. But, folks, I really I got to say this. Get off the other stuff. Really get off the other stuff. You can't be on you can't be on all the other crap, man. You got to be off everything. You got to be off it before you start the new stuff. Just my opinion. All right. So Joe Biden is banking on Hollywood's A-list to help propel him to victory in November, but their star power has yielded a mixed bag for the embattled president. So there's a lot of infighting happening within Hollywood. A lot of the Hollywood people are not even talking to each other right now. There's this kind of like when they go to events, they're kind of like, oh, I'm staying away from that person. Ooh, that person, well, I'm not going to go around that person. Everyone is kind of like, they're like scared. You know, like when a storm comes and hits, like a rancher told me this. The birds begin to fly low. The cattle start bunching together. It's kind of like that in Hollywood. Hollywood right now is like, man, we don't know who to trust. What the hell is going on here? The shit that happened with P. Diddy. They feel like there's agents inserted in certain groups. It's paranoia. And when they go to a Biden rally, they're kind of looking around going, who can I trust? What's going on here? So there's a lot of strife and confusion within Hollywood right now. And they're not voicing their opinions because they're mainly a bunch of pussies. All right, so Biden sought to capitalize on celebrity support Saturday at a high-dollar fundraiser at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles, joined by stars George Clooney. Good old George Clooney. And Julia Roberts. Man, Julia Roberts. Man, two celebrities I can just write off now. As well as former President Barack Obama. Roberts, Clooney and the other stars, including White Lotus actress Connie Britton, sent texts to supporters soliciting donations ahead of the event. So they're hoping they can use the old paradigm that is dying, because some people still look, mainly liberals, they still look up to these celebrities and they just do whatever they're told. They're like, that's how they are. You know, I look at people, a lot of people, especially ones that did this. Have you guys ever been to a ranch? I spent a lot of times at ranches, and I use a lot of analogies for ranches. Have you ever been around fainting goats? You just look at them and they faint. That's a lot of people. People are the same way. They're so scared of everything. They just, they faint, right? Have you ever gone to a hypnotist? I went to one at a comedy theater. It was a comedy act. And this guy literally put people out by counting from 5 to 0 under hypnosis, okay, on stage. And I know it was real because a dude next to me went under that I came with. And I'm sitting there looking at this guy going, dude, come on, really, man? You're going on stage? Oh, you're going to take your clothes off? You're going to hump the chair? Oh, really? That's the mainstream media. It's the same thing. To do it at a mass level. All right. So celebrities have a lot of pull. They have a lot of weight. So they're able to pull in the masses. Ooh, look over here. Biden. Ooh, Biden, yes, come to me. Come to me, yes, you're almost here. Come to mama. Come to Julia Roberts. Come to George Clooney. Come. That's what they're hoping for. But if you listen to Nino, I break you out of that trance and they're fucked. not all of us under that spell, especially the ones on this one and this on this channel. So if you guys have been paying attention to France, the Olympics, I've been saying that that's a real iffy situation. Are you sure you want the Olympics there? It's almost, I don't know, man. I'd be really leery about it. If I was an athlete going to the Olympics in France, I'd be like, I don't know. France is on the brink of an all-out civil conflict. And that's where you want to have the Olympics? Sounds pretty orchestrated to me. Sounds pretty designed to me. So let's see. As some of 500,000 left-wingers marched in France's cities yesterday, shouting anti-fascist slogans, never had Lenin's phrase seem more opposite. There are decades where nothing happens, and then there are weeks where decades happen. So this is going to be during the Olympics. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. I say France is a target, in my opinion. Any athletes that are going there, if you're watching this, boy. Oh, man, you've got to be real careful. Upended by Emmanuel Macron's decision last week to call a snap election after the hard-right national rally won over a third of the vote in the European elections, French politics is now a state of chaos. Macron deliberately chose the shortest constitutionally capable timeline, with the first round to be held on June 30th and the runoff July 7th. Defiance, hostility, and suspicion reign between adversaries, but also among so-called allies forced by circumstances into unnatural coalitions, parties that have just finished competing for voters in a proportional representative system now face the first past and post contest and have spent the last week frantically cobbling together alliances. So, I don't know. I think the left-green alliance calling itself the New Popular Front coalesced under the leadership of Jean-Luc Mélenchon. I don't know how to fucking this person's name. La France est soudumiaso. La France. La France. La France. I need to work on that one, huh? My French accent. La France. How's that? Does that sound okay? I don't know. I just make shit up as I go. I don't practice any of this shit. By the way, I don't rehearse my morning shows, by the way, as you can tell. All right, so vile scenes in Germany as fans spotted using salutes ahead of the Euro 2024 fixture. Vile video footage posted on Telegram reportedly shows a group of men marching down the street in Germany giving these symbols, salutes. The clip appears to show black-clad men ahead of Italy's Euro 2024 group stage march, the Albania and Dortmund, in what was also posted on X. Concerns around clashes. See, this is what I'm saying. I believe agitators are being released everywhere. I believe agitators are being released everywhere to be marching down the streets, giving these symbols. I don't buy it, folks, and I hope you don't either. I hope you don't either. Can you see the sweat rim right here? Fuck. I need to get another Patriot wear hat, you know? Are you guys enjoying your morning with some Nino? I'm in a good mood today. Even with all the shit that's happening in my life, like my mom, my dad, it's tough. It's tough, man. I could just give up and say, fuck it. But that's not me. I'm a fighter. I wish I was boxing again. The real thing that took me out of boxing was my back. It wasn't the knife attack. How many people do you know get knifed in the throat and almost murdered? Yeah, I suffer from PTSD. I'll say so. But I either get busy living or I get busy dying. And I feel like God gave me bonus time. So the only thing he didn't give me was another crack at my career. So, you know, after I got knifed in the throat, I went back in the ring, got knocked out. I believe it had a lot to do with that trauma because I didn't see a therapist. I didn't see a psychiatrist. I just went right back in the ring like an idiot because I didn't want to lose the top 10 standings. I was so close to the heavyweight championship of the world. And, man, I just can't believe who gets knifed in the throat. Who gets their throat slit open and watches their blood drain from their body? I don't know anybody. I mean, I've heard of people like that, but now I'm that guy. I don't even know how sometimes I can't sleep at night. Sometimes I wake up and I'm throwing bunches. I don't know. Sometimes I just, it's really weird. It's a really weird situation. That's why I do these shows, because in my mind, if I've gone through that, the horror of that, trust me when I tell you, it's horrific. It's horrific. Imagine your blood being spilled out of your body and you're looking at it and you're going, okay, I'm dead now. I'm gone. That's a realization that hit me. But it gave me something that other people don't have. It gave me something that other people don't have, a second chance. It's actually my third chance because the same year I overdosed on drugs and flatlined, by the way. This happened in 1 year. So in 1 year, twice it happened, in February and December. And I still went and won two belts in between that time. What did it give me? It gave me bonus time. It gave me time to reflect on my life, to be grateful for what God gave me, and then to really believe in God, because I'm not here. I'm only here by the grace of God. And that is why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Because if I'm going to spend the rest of my life being grateful that I'm alive, then I'm damn well going to try to make a difference. And if I can't make that difference in the ring anymore, and believe me, it was my back. It was my back. My back that took me out of boxing. So I know a little bit about pain. So when I talk about Canolidine, or these are things I'm trying. These are things I'm using that are helping me. But it was my back that took me out of boxing. Nothing else, not fear, nothing else. I have no fear. It was my back. I had an L4, L5, S1 fusion that took me out after my last fight, which was a win. I knocked the guy out. I ran to the neutral corner and knew that my career was over because my legs went numb. My back, from my back down, I felt almost paralyzed. I had two emergency surgeries after that. Still wanting to get back in the ring. There's nothing I love more than boxing. UFC, it's all right. I don't care for UFC too much. There's too many outs, in my opinion. It's like watching a basketball game and allowing someone to double dribble and foul. Boxing, it's a really true sport. I love it. I'll talk more about that on another show. NATO in talks to put nuclear weapons on standby. So NATO is in talks to deploy more nuclear weapons in the face of a growing threat from Russia and China, the head of the alliance has said. Jen Stoltenberg added that the bloc must show its nuclear arsenal to the world to send a direct message to its foes in an interview with the Telegraph. He revealed there were live constellations between members on taking missiles out of storage and placing them on standby, as he called to transparency to be used as a deterrent. I won't go into operational details about how many nuclear warheads should be operational and which should be stored, but we need to consult on these issues. These people want nuclear war. Make no mistake about it. This is the way they're going. They're sick. And they want the draft. Isn't that nice? The draft. They want your kids. Politicians just get... they just get to sit around and go to parties and drink wine. as they send your kids to war. $171,300 patients traveled out of state for abortions in 2023. And I know New Mexico is just right here, and a lot of people are going to New Mexico to get rid of those babies. We can't have those babies. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, you've never been the same. Yup, L5 S1 Fusion in 2011. I've never been the same. I love me some Tiger Bomb. I have something for you. The Canoladine works and C60. That works very well. Nanogenesis Labs, go to that. Check out C60. Get some of that. You put it under your tongue, it helps. I have no more back pain. I'm not mobile like I used to be, but no more pain. More than 170,000 people have traveled out of state to receive abortion care since January of last year, according to new data from the Guttmacher Institute, a figure underlined by an increasingly difficult to access care in some states. Out-of-state care accounted for more than 50% of the estimated 1 million clinician-provided abortion procedures between 2023 and March of this year, according to the data. The figure has more than doubled since 2020. Traveling for an abortion care requires individuals to overcome huge financial and logistic barriers, and our findings show just how far people will travel to obtain the care they want and deserve. If you go to Mexico, they use a hanger and a lighter. You can go to the back. Call Sancho. Sancho knows where to go. Or I'll do it myself. I do it myself. Has lockdowns changed your dating life? Yes, they have. Well, life in general, are you lonely? The loneliness trap. It is as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day, or maybe 2 cigars a day. I don't do that. I smoke a cigar about once every 3 weeks. So will it shorten my lifespan? You bet it will. So lonely people are more likely to get heart disease, strokes, anxiety, depression, and dementia. Or, see what they're blaming everything on? Well, now if you're lonely, I think it's this. And I think they're just making these articles up, but whatever. All right. Add it all up, and they're 26% more likely to die early. How do you avoid joining the unhappy millions? Are any of you lonely out there? Do you find relief when you hang out with Nino in the morning? Are any of you lonely? Are any of you stay at home? And what do you guys do when you're lonely? I mean, what else do you do? I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about my lonely old age. Closing in on my 61st birthday. 8 years into a very happy marriage, I've got a wife, 2 teenage stepkids, an older daughter, by an ex, a grandson, and 4 siblings. Most of them at least tolerate me, if you even tell me that they've loved me, but maybe I'm taking too much for granted. People die, drift apart, fall out, and anyone who knows me will tell you that I can be very irritating. 15 or 20 years from now, it's not inconceivable that none of my family will want much to do with me. Good for you. I tell you what, less people, less problems for me. That's how I see it. As for my close friends, some of whom I've known for more than 40 years, well, they are obviously getting on a bit. And B, I've done a terrible job of keeping in touch with them. What with the lockdowns and giving up booze and giving up, this guy sounds like me, with the lockdowns and giving up booze, I've almost forgotten how to socialize. You know, yeah, I've gone to bars, you know, just to go see my friends, just to see what it's like. And I just, there's nothing there for me anymore. It's just, it feels like I'm going back into like a time capsule of like 1995. And I'm like looking at these guys in their late 40s and 50s acting like they're 20 something. Or if they're not acting like that, they're just sitting at the bar miserable by themselves, drinking themselves into a slumber. And I just sit there and I go, man, I dodged that bullet. Almost 4 years later, I stopped drinking. I'm not afraid of relapsing, but the sober me finds it just a little harder to enjoy pubs or wine bars. And has just a little less to say for himself. When I'm feeling charitable, I remind myself he's also less likely to end up end the evening spouting bullocks. But with lockdowns and giving up booze, I've almost forgotten how to socialize. Are you all feeling the same way? You guys have forgotten how to socialize, get out. The world has changed, whether we realize it or not. Like, people like to stay inside. Like, I go to the mall. To me, it's like, maybe that's just because I'm not going out at night anymore. Maybe that's where it's all at. But I have no desire to do that because, to me, it's like very – I look at everything now like very holy or demonic. I'm really at that level now. That's why I do shows with, like, John Pounders and things like that, because I look at things either, like, either holy – for me now, it's either you're on my team if you're, like, highly spiritual, you're wanting to improve yourself spiritually, you don't care about being around people. For me, Christ is king. Jesus Christ is king. I'm going that route. That's the direction I'm going. Whatever your route is, that's up to you. But I'm not into the scene of drinking and debauchery and just being a degenerate anymore. I lived that life. It was fun. It was really fun. But there's a time and place for everything, and I'm done with it. But statistically, more people are lonely now than ever before in the history of mankind. Because you know why? We've all, apparently, we know what it was like 1,000 years ago. That's what they say here. Whatever. I don't know if I believe that. I think technology has made us more lonely, if you want to know my opinion. We should probably pin down what we mean by loneliness, as opposed to solitude, aloneness, social isolation, disconnectedness, etc. And just what did I say earlier? The people that did this, I feel like they're retracting from, or they're disconnecting from society. They're acting weird. Like something's happening to the brain. And I'm not just talking about dementia and things like that, like with my parents. I'm talking about there's an emptiness inside these people that I'm seeing. They're becoming less connected and more angry. And it's almost like the soul's been sucked out of them. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you agree or disagree with me. Dogs are therapy. I agree with that completely. Dogs are therapy. The unfortunate thing about dogs are they die at 10 years old. You know, they're out right when you start to, you love them instantly, right? But right when you start really bonding with them, they're gone. They're gone. Loneliness follows a U-shaped curve with a peak in young adulthood, a trough in midlife, and then another rise after the age of 60. So you get a midlife crisis, and then after 60 is when it really hits. That's why I believe family is so important. Adopt a kid. I don't know. Adopt 5 animals, 13 kids. Now I understand the cat lady. I have a cat. I notice I talk a lot more about nonsense when I smoke a cigar. When I smoke a cigar, this is what I'm like. Luckily, I'm not having a drink. It's hardly surprising that one manifestation of misery encourages another, but loneliness is as bad for our bodies as it is for our minds. The U.S.'s top doctor, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, is now worried that last year he issued an urgent warning about the epidemic of loneliness and social isolation. They're not quite the same thing, though there's a big overlap. Social isolation describes an objective lack of social connections, while loneliness is all about perception. You can be lonely without being socially isolated. And if you're lucky, vice versa. Murthy didn't mince his words. Loneliness and social isolation increase the risk of premature death by 26 to 29%, respectively, he wrote. More broadly, lacking social connection can increase the risk of premature death as much as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. So might as well just get busy smoking. If you're lonely, and just smoke. Got the same odds. In addition, poor or insufficient social connection is associated with increased risk of disease, including a 29% increase of heart disease and 32% increase of stroke. So loneliness is really the killer, and stress, in my opinion. So Dr. Murthy, it is associated with increased risk of anxiety, depression, or dementia. Additionally, the lack of social connection may increase. We're social animals, folks. You know, just like monkeys or lions or the whole animal kingdom, we're social animals. We're meant to be social. And I don't think being social is to social media. I think that takes us away from human connection. But if you're one of those people that are looking to get away, well, there's such a thing as desert cities. So Americans sick of cultural revolution under Joe Biden are setting up shop in incredible off-grid cities in the desert. I've actually seen some of these cities. Hundreds of miles away from civilization with their own government and courts. What? And other predictions for the future of the country. So a community of society shunning Americans launched. This is like the movie The Beach. A community of society shunning Americans launched a survivalist haven in the Utah desert after finding themselves alienated from the modern world. Hundreds of people have set themselves up to live off the land under operational self-reliance. It's kind of like that guy that I had on, Jeff, God, what's his name? Anarco Mexico. He does Anarcapuco. Anarchy. He's an anarchist. Jeff Bullwig, I think his name. Jeff Berwig is his name. I can't remember. I had him on. The commune was established by Philip Gleason, 74, a former general contractor, and felt a calling to allow people to grow their own food, pump their own water, and rely on nothing but themselves. I actually know a place like this. I go to it quite often. I go see my shaman up there. I go there for a few days. It's very relaxing. You pump water from a well. I use my own, we use plant medicine. I get in touch with nature and God, in my opinion. Don't judge me. I need to get back up there. I need to call him today and get back up there. It's time. Before we get into this mess, which I think is going to start in August, I need to get away into nature. I need to go get lost in the forest, hang out with the Bigfoot people. The Sasquatch people. By the way, that video is coming up. I did a video with Steve How to Hunt. And we talk about the Sasquatch people, a message to humanity. Apparently, they've been giving messages to certain people telepathically on humanity. And what? Beware. The main message, beware of the bad people of humanity. So the bad people, the bad humans. Strong message that they're giving a lot of people. We talk about that, so don't miss that. I'm going to be premiering that very soon. Residents at the OCR Co-op and Riverbed Ranch in Juab County live almost entirely off the grid. You know who else lives off the grid? Jesse Ventura. I met Jesse Ventura in the airport, and he told me he lives off the grid somewhere in Mexico. He has like a wild-eyed, crazy look to him. Like he's like, fuck, he's done. He's done with society. He is fucking over it. That guy knew what. I met him years ago, and he told me, he was like, I'm out of here, man. I'm fucking out of here. I was like, I got it. I get it. Calm down. This isn't WWE. Relax. Anyway, a share of the co-op costs at least $35,000. Oh, so it costs money. You got to have $35,000 if you want to share there. But that is before residents need to fill the obligations Gleason mandates, including building your own home from scratch. Residents must also build a barn, install a septic system, produce their own solar energy, dig a well to the dozens of feet below, and build a greenhouse. Just join an Amish community, folks. You know what? Amish people out there, you all cheat. I catch you cheating all the time. I see you at Home Depot. I see you at Walmart. Cheaters, you're cheating. You're cheating. Cheaters. Every time I see them in their little outfits, pilgrim outfits at Home Depot, I go, cheater. And the woman looks at me like, no, don't say that. And then their husband looks at her. And the husband looks at her like, what's she talking about? Are you cheating on him with me? Are you cheating on me with him? And I'm like, no. I mean, you're cheating. Like you're cheating. You're coming to the store to buy shit instead of making it. Aren't you supposed to be churning butter? Aren't you supposed to be churning the butter, milking the cow? Nah. Is that milk in your basket? Is that what I see right there? Cheaters. Anyway. All right, and what the fuck news? In what the fuck news? I got a double header here. Seattle to allow illegal illegals to join the police department. I said this was coming, and I said it was happening, and here it is. The Seattle Police Department will turn to illegals to attempt to address its manpower woes, supposedly, right? Oh, we need more manpower, so we're going to hire illegals. According to Law Enforcement Today, the city will take advantage of the Senate Bill 6157, signed into law by Democrat Governor Jay Inslee, to allow it to recruit illegals with DACA or Dreamer status. Now they're joining the police department, folks. They're going to come to your house. But how can we help you? Oh, boy. Since Dreamers are in the country illegally, they are not allowed to carry a firearm, but Biden's ATF ruled that DACA recipients could carry weapons. Oh, isn't that funny? They're trying to take away our guns, but immigrants, illegal immigrants, can have them? Is that what I'm seeing here? Oh, good to know. So, Police Chief Michael Moore changed department policy so that DACA recipients who are members of the police department can carry their weapons off-duty by reclassifying off-duty hours as part of the performance of their official duties. Staffing in the police department is at levels not seen for some 70 years. As at the 31st of December 2023, there were only 424 police officers working in their department, with 66 eligible for retirement and 84 over the age of 50. Senior members for the police officers Guild told Law Enforcement Today that the low staffing level was due to the left-wing city administration's anti-police mindset. The city passed an accountability ordinance targeting police, and during the George Floyd riots, leftist activists were given subpoena power at the same time as arbitration rights were removed from police officers. So they're hiring illegal immigrants. That's how they're fixing the problem. Interesting. Told you this would come. Now, here's something that's real. What the fuck? What the fuck news doubleheader? I'll say this is, it's 110, 109, 105 in El Paso some days. But winter storm warnings, folks. Let me say that again. Winter storm warnings. Yeah, you heard me. You heard me correctly. Warnings issue, snow moving in tonight and Monday. Are you kidding me? Winter storm warning in effect from midnight to 6 a.m. Tuesday for Butte Blackwood region. Heavy wet snow possible. Heavy snow expected. Total snow accumulations 1 to 4 inches. Butte to Anaconda 2 to 5 inches in Ovando. Georgetown Lake, McDonald Pass, and Homestead Pass, 5 to 14 inches in the higher terrain. Winter storm warning in effect from 3 a.m. Monday to 5 a.m. Tuesday for Potomac Sealy Lake region. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 winter storm warnings in different places in this country right now. We're also seeing a chance of snowstorm hitting elevations above 4,500 feet and higher tonight and into tomorrow. Conditions get colder as we go through the night, and snow levels are looking to bottom out at around 4,000 to 4,500 feet, down tree limbs and potential power outages. Convenient. Power outages remain a concern. As little as 1 to 2 inches of heavy wet snow on a leaf tree branch is enough to cause it to snap. Monday is looking to remain wet and cold, so try to limit outdoor time. Hypothermia is still possible, even if it's June. Highs will remain in the 30s, 40s, to 50s. Now tell me there ain't some fucking funny business going on there. I don't get it. Folks, do me a big favor, please. Share and like this video. It helps me. If you enjoy my shows, you like hanging out with Danino, please share and like this video. That's all you got to do. It takes one movement of the thumb. Okay? One movement of the thumb. I know I'm pretty ghetto. I have my ghetto timer. A lot of you say, put it on Rumble, man. Put it on Rumble. Folks, I have to read ads. I have to make a living. I have to eat. They don't give me ads on Rumble. So I have to do it on YouTube. And I have to be careful on YouTube. So please understand my dilemma. I'm just asking for compassion. And if you care that much about my shows, a super chat works. A Venmo works. So please understand my dilemma. If you want me doing this full time, this is what I got to do. This is what I do full time now because I can't hold down a job. There's no jobs and I'm a boxer. Well, you know what time it is now? It's time for me to go and check on my parents, make sure they're okay, hit the gym, do some things because I don't want to be lonely. Oh, boy. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Thank you for joining me. I love all of you. And by the way, David Wilcock, send this to David Wilcock. Let's do a show, my man. It's time we do a show. I'm a big fan of yours. I don't know how to get a hold of you. I've had someone reach out to you, but we seem to be talking through our shows. So now you're hearing from me. Let's do a show, David. All right. I'm out. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. Get to Patriot Wear and get some of these shirts. They're awesome. Later, folks.